Let us give the time to pastor.
弟兄姐妹们平安，我们在听主的话语时，我们先来一起祷告。
Brothers, sisters, peace be with you. Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯，你又能在这个预备的日子，把你的儿女聚集在一起，我们一同来敬拜。
Dear Father in heaven, thank you for your love and grace. On this day, you have called all your brothers and sisters together to worship you.
天父，你是那位昔在、今在、永在的神。
Dear Father God, you are the God who was in the past, in the now, and in the future.
主，你是按照主你自己的能力，按照主你的意愿创造了天地海和其中的万物。
God, you according to your own abilities, to according to your will, created the earth and the heaven.
主，你也是，你更是按照主你自己的形象，你造了人。
And you created the human in your image.
主，你让我们能够真的知道主，你造了我们的目的，就是为了来敬拜你，来荣耀你。
Please let us know that the purpose you created us is to worship you, to glorify you.
天父，但是我们也知道，我们因着魔鬼的诱惑，主，真的我们的始祖亚当夏娃犯了罪，真的把全世界都带入罪中。
We know because of the Satan, our ancestors, Adam and Eve, sinned and brought the whole world under sin.
但是天父，你是满有怜悯、满有恩慈的神。
But our Father God, you are full of love and mercy.
主，感谢你的恩典，你差派你的独生爱子耶稣基督，你来到这个世上，来拯救我们这些不配的罪人。
Thank you for your grace. You sent your only Son into this world to save us unworthy sinners.
天父，我主耶稣基督为我们死，为我们复活。
Dear Father, our Lord Jesus Christ died for us and resurrected.
主，把那美好的救恩白白赐给我们。
And gave us this beautiful salvation to us.
天父，求主你的圣灵感动我们每个你的儿女，让我们真的是知道主你的恩典是何等的宝贵。
May your salvation inspire every one of us so we know how precious is your salvation.
让我们能够每日活出一个讨你喜悦的生命来。
So we can live out a life that's pleasing to you.
我们就把今天以下的时间我们交托在主你的手中。
We commit the following time into thy hand.
求主你的圣灵引导我们今天的讲道，今天的听道。
May your Holy Spirit lead today's preaching and today's congregation.
让我们一同靠着你的恩典，靠着你圣灵的带领，能够同得建造。
So we can all be built up by the Holy Spirit and by your word.
我们这样一起祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray this together in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，我们过去几个月呢，我们分享了保罗写给帖撒罗尼迦教会的两封书信。
In the past few months, we shared the two letters Paul wrote to the Thessalonica churches.
那么保罗称赞他们，虽然信主时间不长。却在众人面前活出了满有信心、爱心、活泼的盼望的生命。
Paul praised them that although they have not believed in Christ for long, they showed faith, love, and a life of hope.
他为他们有这样美好的见证来感谢神。
He thanked God for this bearing such good witnesses.
同时呢，保罗针对当时帖撒罗尼迦教会的一些信徒。对主耶稣再来的真理的误解和误导给予了纠正和引导。
Meanwhile, about the misunderstanding and misguide about Lord's second coming, which some disciples in Thessalonica had, Paul gave correction and guidance.
因为呢，当时一些信徒认为主耶稣很快就会来了，所以他们就放下本该尽的本分。
Because at that time, some disciples believed the Lord is coming very soon, so they put down what they should do.
甚至呢，停止工作和服侍。
Even stopped working and serving.
不守各种教会的规矩，偕懒度日，搬弄是非，那么给教会呢带来了很大的负担和混乱。
Did it keep the church rules and being lazy all day and judging others bring a big burden and confusion to the church?
那么保罗呢就责备他们，让他们自觉羞愧。
Paul criticized them to be ashamed of themselves.
教导他们要辛勤做工，来担当供应自己和家庭的责任。
Taught them to work diligently, taking the responsibility of supplying themselves and their families.
和众圣徒能够齐心努力，彼此来服侍。
Work together with all disciples and serve each other.
那么虽然呢，我们没有帖撒罗尼迦教会当时的情形。
Although our church did not have the situation similar to Thessalonians.
那么，但是呢，我们也当诚实的来到神的面前，求圣灵来光照我们。
We should also come to the Lord in honesty and ask for Holy Spirit to shine upon us.
来检查一下我们属灵的生命中有没有邪懒或者不守规矩这些的存在。
To examine our spiritual lives to see if we were lazy or don't observe the rules.
那么从今天开始呢，我们想跟大家分享一份彼得他的书信。
From today, we'll start to share a letter from Apostle Peter.
那么这一封书信也是在鼓励当时的一些教会，在经历一些患难时，让他们也要有耐心来盼望主的再来。
This letter is also to encourage the church at that time, when they were experiencing suffering, to hold fast and to wait for Lord's second coming.
那么彼得的原名。那么用希腊语叫西门，希伯来文呢叫西面。
Peter's original name in Greek is Simon, and in Hebrew it's Simeon.
那么彼得呢是他的希腊名，是主呼召他做使徒的时候给他取的一个新名字。
Peter is a Greek name, and Peter was a new name our Lord gave him. We called him to be an apostle.
那么是亚莱，在亚莱语中叫基法，也就是石头的意思。
In Aramaic language, it is called Cephas. Cephas means stone.
那么在约翰福音一章四十二节，那么这样说，主这样说，他说：“于是领他去见耶稣，耶稣看着他说：‘你是约翰的儿子西门，你要成为基法。’基法翻出来就是彼得。”
In John chapter 1, verse 42, he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas, which means Peter.
那么彼得前书呢，他是写给当时经历罗马帝国逼迫，正在经历一些苦难的几家教会。
The book of First Peter is written to a few churches that were suffering because of the persecution of the Roman Empire.
那么勉励他们了，在苦难中要有活泼的盼望，要坚固对主的信心，等候他的再来。
Peter encourages them to have a lively hope in the trials and to strengthen their faith in the Lord, waiting for his second coming.
那么这里的本都加拉太加帕多加亚西亚比推尼当时呢是罗马帝国的一部分，在现在的土耳其。
The places Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, at that time they were all part of Roman empires, now located in today's Turkey.
那么彼得呢，在第二节，他称他们是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。
Peter in verse 2 praised them, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ, and for sprinkling with his blood.
那么圣经呢，在这里呢，再次让我们看到我们所信的是一位三位一体的神。
The Bible tells us here again that our God is a Trinity God.
这些人蒙恩得救，首先是因为父神在永恒中按照他的计划，因着他的主权拣选了他们。
These people were saved first because God the Father, before the creation of the world, chose them by his sovereignty according to his plan.
还有就是借着圣灵的工作，使他们成为了圣洁。
Also, it is because of the work of the Holy Spirit they were sanctified.
又因着相信耶稣基督在十字架上 为信他的人流了宝血。
Also, through belief that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross for all who believe in him.
把他的义加在了信他的人身上，使他们因信称义。
Put his righteousness onto all believing in him, so they were justified by faith.
所以呢，基督徒得救完全是三位一体的神的恩典。
So Christians are saved completely by the grace of the Trinity God.
救恩是确定的，是稳固的。
Our salvation is confirmed and steadfast.
所以具体呢，我们可以从以下三个方面来理解。
We can understand this from three aspects.
那么是圣父给我们预备了救恩，圣子呢成就了救恩，而圣灵实施了救恩。
God the Father prepares salvation, the Son of God finished the salvation, and the Holy Spirit carried out the salvation.
我们先来看第一点，圣父预备了救恩。
Let's look at the first aspect, the Father prepared salvation.
那么这在第三节到第五节，我们先来看第三节跟第四节。
This is in verse 3 to 5. Let us read verse 3 to 4.
这里说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存在天上的基业。
Verse 3 to 4 reads, Blessed be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his great mercy.He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you.
这里我们需要首先明白怜悯和恩典的区别。
First, let us understand the difference between mercy and grace.
那么怜悯了，其实指我们因为犯罪本该受的刑罚，神没有加在我们身上。
Mercy is the punishment we deserve because of our sins, but God doesn't put on us.
那么就像诗篇103篇十节，大卫那么这样写道：“他说，他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们，所以这是神的怜悯。”
Like in Psalm 103, verse 10, David says, He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. This is God's mercy.
而恩典呢，是指我们不配得到的好处，神却赐给了我们。
Grace refers to the gift we don't deserve, but God gives us.
所以在以弗所书二章八节保罗这样讲，他说：“你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。”
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, Paul says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing; it is the gift of God."
所以呢，我们的救恩是神赐给我们的恩典。
So our salvation is the gift from God, the grace from God.
所以父神呢，不但没有刑罚我们， 反而借耶稣基督从死里复活，使我们出死入生，赐给我们一个新的生命。
God the Father not only did it punish us, but through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, gave us a new life out of death.
所以叫我们有永生的盼望。
So we can have eternal hope.
所以这里的基业乃是指将来神要跟我们所在一起的新天新地。
Here the inheritance refers to the new heaven and the earth where God will be with us.
对，那时我们在新天新地与主永远同在。
Then in the new heaven and earth will be with our God forever.
所以那里的一切，包括每位蒙神恩典得救的基督徒的生命，乃是不朽坏，不能玷污，也不能衰残的。
Everything in the new heaven and earth, including the life of Christians who are saved by faith, is imperishable.Undefiled and unfading.
那么这里第五节他说，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备的，到末世要显现的救恩。
Verse 5 reads, Who by God's power are being guarded through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
那么我们的救恩这里告诉我们，不是我们自己赚得的，不是自己能够持守的。
Our salvation here, we cannot earn by our own doing. It cannot be kept by ourselves.
乃是借神赐我们的信心，靠神的能力守护的。
And it's kept by God's power through the faith God gave us.
所以救恩是神所赐的。得救的人应在神的恩典产生信心的回应。
Salvation is given by God. A saved person has faith as a response to God's grace.
那并且在属灵征战中，靠着神所赐的信心，坚定不移的一直来相信神。
And in spiritual wars, he can believe in God and stand firm by the faith from God.
那么这里神保护的力量，这儿用一个军事术语保守来表达出来。
The strength of God's protection here is expressed through a military term, shielded.
那么告诉我们呢，这就像救恩，就像周围，就像神在我们周围，在救恩周围呢，建立了一个堡垒，一刻不停的警醒守卫，因为神不打盹不睡觉。所以我们的救恩是万无一失的。
This tells us that it's like a fortress that around salvation, who will guard us at all times. God will neither slumber or sleep, and our salvation is perfectly safe.
而且呢，我们的救恩是父神给我们预备的，在我们信耶稣的时候赐给我们的。
Also, our salvation was prepared by God the Father. It was given us when we believed in Jesus.
但是在末后的日子，当耶稣基督再来的时候，才会完全的彰显出来。
But only in the end ages, when Jesus comes again, the salvation will be fully manifested.
那么其实这就像以色列人在进迦南地之前，神就让摩西按各支派给他们封地。
This is like Israelites. Before they entered Canaan, God asked Moses to allot the land for them.
所以他们需要依靠神征战后才会得到神已经赐给他们的土地。
They still relied on God to fight for their land, to in order to obtain the land God had already promised them.
那么在约书亚记的第一节二到三节，那么神这样告诉约书亚，他说。我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地方，以色列人的地区，凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
In Joshua chapter 1, verse 2 to 3, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan.You and all these people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your feet will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses.
所以我们在进入永恒新天新地前，神就把救恩赐给了我们。
Before we enter eternity, enter the new heaven and the earth, God already gave us the salvation.
但是我们需要经历各样属灵的征战后，我们才会最终进入永恒，救恩才会完全得到彰显。
But we need to experience all kinds of spiritual wars in order to enter into eternity. At that time, our salvation will be fully manifested.
那么换句话说，我们虽然蒙恩得救，但还活在这个世界的时候，仍然会受罪恶权势的影响。
In other words, although we were already saved by grace, while we living this world, we'll still be influenced by the evil authorities.
所以在主再来时，我们才会最终从罪恶中被完全释放。
Only at Lord's second coming.Will be finally released from evil.
与主耶稣基督在一起享受永恒中的荣耀。
To be together with the Lord, enjoying eternal glory.
那我们知道了救恩乃是父神给我们预备的。我们再看一下救恩的另一个方面，救恩也是主耶稣基督为我们成就的。
Now we know salvation was prepared by God the Father. Let us see another aspect of salvation.Salvation was finished by Lord Jesus Christ.
对，这就是我们今天分享第二节，就是圣子他成就了救恩，这是在第六节到第九节。
Yeah, that's the second point. The Son finished salvation as in verse 6-9.
我们先看第六节到第七节，他这儿说，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验。就比那被火试验仍能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Verse 6-7. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold, that perishes though it is tested by fire.May be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，当我们明白知道我们的救恩是父神为我们预备，又蒙神亲自保守，是万无一失的，我们一定会大有喜乐。
When we realize our salvation is prepared by God the Father, and is kept by God Himself, and also is perfectly safe, we should have great joy.
然而呢，当我们遇到一些困难时，我们一定会不舒服，难免会暂时有一些忧愁。
However, when we meet difficulties, we will experience discomfort, and couldn't help but feel sorrow for a little while.
所以这里经文告诉我们，神允许我们生命中经历一些困难的目的是为了让我们知道我们是否有真正的信心。
These verses tell us that the purpose that God allows our lives to experience difficulties is to let us know if we have a genuine faith.
如果我们经历困难时，我们没有抱怨，等候忍耐，那么信靠主一定会有他的美意，一定会带领我们平安度过。
When we experience difficulties, no complaints, waiting patiently.Believes that God must have His good will in it, and also believes that He will lead us through in peace.
所以这说明我们的信心是名副其实的，不是口头的，不是虚假的。
This shows our faith is true, not just by mouth and not false.
所以我们生命中所经历的困难可能会有各种各样的形式。
The difficulty in our lives will be in various forms.
有学业上的，有工作上的。
Maybe about study, maybe about work.
有人际关系上的，有婚姻家庭方面的等等。
or social life, or marriage, or family, etc.
咱们记得呢，我在读神学院之前呢，就听人讲说最难的就是三年的希腊语和希伯来语课。
I remember before I started my seminary study, I heard that the most difficult thing was a three-year study of the Greek and Hebrew languages.
而且有的学生是因为这两门课就是语言过不了，所以就不能毕业。
And some students couldn't graduate because they couldn't pass these two language courses.
而当时我们第一学期呢，就开希腊语。
We studied Greek in our first semester.
那么和我在一个班的有一个同学，那么说他所有的课程都过了，就是因为希腊语和希伯来语没有过关，就不能毕业。
There was one student in my class. He said he passed all his courses except Greek and Hebrew languages, so he couldn't graduate.
所以就回来跟我们一起学，来重修。
So he came back and had to retake with us.
所以我想呢，是这些美国人都这么难，所以心里真的是很紧张。
At that time, I thought, oh, this was so difficult even for Americans, so I felt very nervous.
所以第一学期还好，第二学期呢，要同时开希伯来语。
The first semester was okay, but at the second semester, we'll have Hebrew language at the same time.
所以每天都有词汇的考试，那么两周下来呢，就真的快受不了了。
Every day there will be a vocabulary test. After 2 weeks, I felt like I couldn't take it anymore.
所以我觉得很难通过，也但是也没有什么办法。
I felt like it would be very hard for me to pass this class, but I didn't have a good way.
所以心中呢虽然紧张，但是呢真的是相信神他必会保守。
At that time, although very nervous, I truly believed God will keep me.
所以回到家中呢，就和师母来一起祷告，来求主的怜悯，来求主赐我这个足够的智慧能力。
We got home, I prayed with Mrs. Liu, pleaded for God's mercy, and asked him for wisdom and strength.
所以常常呢，就去利用跑步还在路上开车的时间来背诵这些词汇。
Often I used the time while I was driving or running.To memorize the vocabulary.
所以回到家中呢，就师母啊、儿子呀、女儿他们就来考我。
And we got home, Mrs. Liu or my son or daughter started to test me.
所以这里面我真的是在好感谢，那么师母和两个孩子那段时间呢，对我的这个全力的支持和鼓励。
Yeah, thanks to my family who support me fully during that time.
所以实在是感谢主，是他的恩典和怜悯。那么带领我能够顺利的来，就是完成这些课程，毕业。
Thanks to the Lord, it's His grace and mercy that I was able to pass two languages and was able to graduate successfully.
那么这也让我经历了神的信实和大能。
This also let me experience God's faithfulness and great power.
也让我经历了一家人在一起同甘共苦的喜乐。
And also the joy that the family were together to go through difficult times.
也让我知道呢，在人所不能的事，那么在神他凡事都能。
And I also know all things are not possible in human, but possible in Him.
所以无论在生命中发生任何的难处，神都是我们唯一的依靠。
No matter what difficulties come to our lives.God is our only trust.
而且这些难处呢，它是暂时的。
And all these difficulties will be temporary.
它总会过去。我们盼望的是，当主再来的时候，我们和他在永恒中同得荣耀，得他的称赞。
They will pass away. Our hope is that when the Lord comes again, we will receive glory and praise with Him in eternity.
那么再看我们这儿的八节还九节这儿说，那么他说你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Verse 8-9 Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
那我们都没有生在主耶稣的时代，所以我们就都没有可能是借过主耶稣他的形象。
None of us lived in the time of our Lord Jesus Christ, and none of us saw him in person.
但是我们从圣经中知道耶稣基督是谁，他做了什么，他说过什么。
But from the Bible we know who Jesus Christ is, what he did, and what he said.
我们也知道主耶稣他一定会再来，但是这一件事情呢，到现在呢，还没有发生。
We also know Lord Jesus Christ will come again, but this has not happened yet.
但只要你真的是信他，你就会爱他。
But as long as you truly believe in him, you will love him.
因为我们相信他在十字架上为我们死，为我们舍命流血，受尽痛苦凌辱，都是因为你我的罪。
For we believe he died on the cross for us.Gave up his life and shed his blood for us, suffered the pain and humility, all because of the sins of you and me.
我们今天呢，一会儿也有圣餐，我们也利用这个机会呢，我们更应该来思想主所为我们所做的一切。
Later today, we'll have Holy Communion. Let us use that time to meditate on what Lord accomplished for us.
那么在以赛亚书的53:5-6，还有8，那么这样讲，他说：“哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上，因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人。”谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，都是因我百姓的罪过呢？
Isaiah 53:5-8 But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds we are healed. All we are like sheep have gone astray.We have turned everyone to his own way. As the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all, by oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people?
我们从圣经中约翰福音19:30知道主耶稣呢，他在十字架上所说的最后一句话就是说成了。
From John 19:30, we know the last words our Lord Jesus Christ said on the cross was, "It is finished."
那么他在第三日复活，战胜了魔鬼、撒旦和死亡，成就了父神交托他的救赎计划。
On the third day, he came back to life, went over Satan the devil and death, finished the salvation God the Father had entrusted him.
那么彼得在这里呢，也告诉我们信心在主再来前带来的结果。
Peter also tell us the outcome of our faith before the Lord's second coming.
那就是我们灵魂的救恩。
That is the salvation of our souls.
我们知道呢，我们身体的得赎乃是将来的事，要等到基督再来，把我们接到众圣徒的时候才会实现。
We know the redeeming of our bodies will be in the future, will be realized when Christ comes again to take his sins.
然而呢，我们若信，凭信心相信耶稣基督，便得灵魂的救恩。
Meanwhile, if we believe in Christ by faith, we will receive the salvation of our souls.
那么基督徒的灵魂在我们离开这个世界时便与身体分离，直接去到主耶稣基督那里与他同在。
The souls of the Christians will be separated from our body. when we leave this world, and we'll go directly to Christ and be with him.
所以呢，保罗在腓立比书一章二十三节这样讲，他说：“我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比。”
Paul said in Philippians chapter 1 verse 23, "I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better."
弟兄姐妹们，如果你真的是相信主耶稣，为了拯救你我这样败坏的、本该灭亡的人所做的一切。
Brother and sister, if you truly believe what our Lord Jesus Christ has done to save people like us who are corrupt and deserve to perish.
所以你有没有曾经安静一段时间，认真思想过主在十字架上承受了何等的患难？
Have you ever quiet some time to meditate on what kind of suffering our Lord took on the cross?
然后来问一下我们自己，我是不是真的爱主？
And they come back and think about if you truly loved our Lord.
如果你这样思想过，那么你就会认识到他对我们的爱是何等的长阔高深。
If you have done so, you will realize how deep and high is his love for us.
我们一定会以爱来回应他对我们的爱。
We will surely return with love as a response to his love.
我们也一定会喜悦与主亲近，渴慕他的话语。
We will surely rejoice in being near to the Lord and thirst for his words.
心中也一定会常常充满喜乐。
And our hearts will surely be always filled with joy.
我们每个人都说忘恩负义呢，是都好，是人们不喜欢的。
Ungratefulness is disliked by all.
那么，但是知恩图报乃是人之常情。
Gratitude is common sense.
我记得呢，在我小的时候呢，在我所住的这个小村庄里面发生了一件事情。
I remembered a story happened in my village where I was young.
那么当时呢，我们这个村子里面呢，因为大家知道农村呢，夏天呢，庄稼需要经常用这个地下的井水来浇地。
In the villages in summer, we have to use the well to water the crops.
那么当时呢，有一位村里面的一位这个居民呢，他就去浇地呢，需要用这个电来用这个把这个水从井底下呢蹦上来。
At that time, a resident, he needs to use the power to pump the water from the well.
那么这个居民呢，他因为不小心呢，就被这个触电，那么就把一根电线呢抓在手里面呢，就倒在那里。
This resident accidentally grabbed the electrical wire and fell down.
那么当时呢，正有另一位居民，那么他从这儿经过。
At that time, another resident passed by.
而这位经过的居民呢，是我们村里面的一个，就大家说，就是有智力问题的一位年轻人。
This resident happened to be a youth that was retarded.
那么，但是他虽然他别的地方他呢是有智力问题，但是他看见这个人在那躺着，他就用他割草的镰刀把这个他手里面的电线呢给他勾出来。
Although he was little retarded, when he saw this, he used the scissor in his hand and cut off the wire from his from the other resident's hand.
所以就在这个关键的时刻呢，他拯救了这位居民的生命。
At this critical moment, he saved the other resident's life.
虽然被电击这个居民，他是比这个救他这个居民啊，要是他的长辈或者要老一些。
The resident who suffered electrical shock was actually elder to this young person.
但是他知道呢，他这条命乃是这个居民呢路过那里，他拯救的他。
He knew his life was saved by this young person who passing by.
虽然他是一位智力上有问题的人。
Although this person was retarded.
平时人们好多人们也看不起他了。
Often people despised on him.
但是呢，这位被拯救的人，他从此以后每年过年过节，不管任何有机会，就去拜访这位救他命的这个居民。
This saved person every year will visit this young, visit this young person.
所以这里面我们就可以看到，一个人如果知道一个人真的救过他的命，他会想尽一切办法去亲近他，去来就是来表达他对他的回应，表达他对他的爱。
From this story, we see that if we truly know someone saved our life, we will take every opportunity to be near him and to show our favor.
所以主耶稣呢，不但拯救了你我的灵魂，他将来也为我们预备了永不朽坏的身体。
Our Lord Jesus Christ not only saved our souls, but also prepared non-decaying body for us.
所以我们怎么能够忘记主如此浩大的恩典呢？
How can we forget such immense grace?
那么父神呢，给我们预备了救恩，那么他的儿子主耶稣给我们成就了美好的救恩。那么救恩是怎么临到我们每个信耶稣的人的身上呢？
We know God the Father prepared salvation, and Jesus Christ finished the salvation. The how salvation came upon each one of us.
那么这就是我们要今天分享的第三点，是圣灵他实施了这个救恩。
This is the third point we are sharing today. It is the Holy Spirit who carried out salvation.
那么这是第十节到第十二节。
This is in verse 10 to 12.
我们先看第十节，他说弄到这救恩，那预写说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察。
Verse 10 says, concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully.
那么在旧约圣经中，神启示很多的先知预言神恩典的时代会在以色列和犹太被掳之后出现。
In the Old Testament, God revealed to many prophets and prophesied that the age of God's grace will come after the exile of Israel and Judah.
那么他们知道神不但已经恩慈地应许了以色列将会复兴，神也充满怜悯地应许外邦人也会归入神的子民中间。
They knew that God not only gracefully promised that Israel will revive, but God mercifully promised that Gentiles will be counted among God's people, receiving the wonderful salvation.
所以也就是说，神的救恩不只是给犹太人的，而且也是给外邦人的。
That is saying God's salvation is not only for Israelites, it is also for Gentiles.
那么在以赛亚书的二章二节，那么这样说，他说末后的日子，耶和华殿的山必坚立，超乎诸山，高举过于万灵，万民都要流归这山。
In Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2, it shall come to pass in the later days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest among of all the mountains.And shall be lifted upon above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it.
那么先知们有这样的预言，那么是神给他们的启示，其实也是他们经过详细考察神的启示后得出的结论。
The prophets have this prophecy. It is God's revelation, but it is also the conclusion after the prophets examined God's revelation carefully.
那么这些预言从使徒时代到现在的教会历史已经得到应验。
These prophecies are being realized in the church history from the age of the apostles until now.
那么其实呢，这也来提醒我们。
This also reminds us.
那么旧约先知们对神的启示还需要详细的考察，才能得出一些正确的结论。
The prophets in the Old Testament time, they need to study God's revelation carefully before they can reach the correct conclusion.
所以我们要想明白神的旨意，不是说随便把圣经泛泛的读一下就能明白。
If we would like to understand God's will, it's not just reading the Bible casually.
而要更需要我们多多的来考察圣经。
But we also need to examine the Bible carefully.
所以呢，鼓励大家呢，不仅要常常读经来背诵一些经文。
So encourage all not only to read and recite Bible verses.
也要使用一些圣经的参考工具书，那么详细的来考察圣经，正确的理解神的话语。
But also consult Bible reference books to examine the Bible and study God's word carefully.
那么在十一节他说，就是考察在你们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀，是指在什么时候，并怎样的时候。
Verse 11, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating, when he predicted the suffering of Christ and the subsequent glories.
所以这里基督的灵，那就是圣灵。
Here the Spirit of Christ is the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵乃是基督复活升天后差遣到地上来的。
For Holy Spirit was sent to earth after Jesus ascended to heaven.
那么在约翰福音十五章二十六节，主耶稣这样说：“他说，但我要从父那里差派保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证。”
In John chapter 15, verse 26.But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me.
所以呢，基督他道成肉身，取了人的形状，来到世人中间。
Christ became flesh, being made in human likeness, came to this world.
他通过受死复活，完成了父神的救赎计划。
He finished the salvation of God the Father through his death and resurrection.
他升天后差遣圣灵在五旬节降临。
After his ascension, he sent Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost.
那么圣灵亲自进入人的心，在人的心中工作，赐人一个新的生命。
Holy Spirit entered into people's hearts, worked in their hearts, and gave people a new life.
所以使人听了基督救赎的福音，就能够认自己的罪，愿意悔改。
So after hearing the gospel of God's salvation, people were able to confess their sins and repent.
所以能够愿意接受耶稣基督做他的救主和生命的主。
And are willing to accept Jesus Christ to be their Savior and the Lord of their lives.
也就是说，基督成就的救恩是通过圣灵实施在信耶稣的人的身上。
That is to say, the salvation that Jesus Christ finished was carried out by the Holy Spirit unto everyone who believed in Jesus Christ.
那么旧约先知们知道基督会受难，后来会得荣耀。
The prophets in the Old Testament time knew.That Christ will suffer and they be glorified.
但他们并不知道这些事什么时候发生和怎样发生。
But they didn't know when and how these things would happen.
那么同样，我们知道主耶稣一定会再来，但我们不知道他什么时候再来。
Similarly, we know that our Lord Jesus Christ will come again, but we don't know when.
所以最好的态度对我们来说，就是要每天靠着神的恩典来尽心尽力，活出爱神和爱人如己的生命来。
So the best attitude for us is every day by the grace of God to use all our heart and our strengths to live out a life of loving God and loving others as ourselves.
所以不跟这个世界同流合污。不受任何这些外面的说教的影响。
not to be union with this world, not to be influenced by the world.
那么这里第十二节说，他说，他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事，不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详查看这些事。
Verse 12 reads, It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you, in the things that have not been announced to you, through those who preached the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look.
那么旧约先知们知道他们所传讲有关基督受难得荣耀的事，不是为他们自己那个时代的人。
The prophets in the Old Testament age knew that what they preached about Christ's suffering and glorification is not for people of their age,
而是为基督降世以后的时代。
But for later ages after Christ.
那么这句话呢，其实同时也让基督徒知道。
But this verse also let Christians know.
传福音的果效不只是靠人的宣讲，更是靠圣灵的工作。
Preaching the gospel is not merely relied on people's preaching, but also the work of the Holy Spirit.
对，这就需要我们在传福音前、传福音的过程中，以及传福音以后，都要付上代价来祷告。
This requires us to pay the price of constant prayers before we preach, during our preaching, and after we preach.
所以求圣灵的帮助，使人听到福音能够被触动，愿意悔改归向神。
We pray for the help of the Holy Spirit, so people can be touched when they hear the gospel and are willing to repent and turn to God.
所以这节经文的最后告诉我们，他说天使也非常的关注基督的救赎。
The last part of this verse also tells us that angels are also very concerned about the salvation of Christ.
而神是借着教会让这些天使知道他的救赎计划。
And God let angels know his salvation plan through churches.
那么在使徒保罗在以弗所书三章八到十节，他这样讲，他说，我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的吩咐传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
Apostles Paul said in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8 to 10,To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to Gentiles that the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church, the manifold of wisdom of God,may now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
所以从今天的信息呢，我们可以看到，我们的救恩乃是极其稳固的。
From today's message, we see that our salvation is steadfast.
因为它是三位一体的神，亲自预备，亲自成就，亲自实施在每个得救的罪人身上。
For it is prepared.It is finished. It is carried out in each saved sinner by the Trinity God himself.
所以救恩不是我们靠自己的努力赚取的，是神赐我们的恩典。
Salvation is not earned by our own work, but it is grace given by God.
而且救恩不是靠我们自己持守的，是神为我们保守的，是永远不会失落的。
Salvation is not kept by ourselves.But kept by God, it will never be lost.
弟兄姐妹们，我们蒙了神这么浩大的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, we have received such immense grace from God.
我们怎么会 我们怎么过我们的余生，我们才算不愧对主尝过高深的爱呢？
How shall we live the rest of our lives to have no regret for God's love that's this deep and high?
让我们能够一起来到神的面前来，真的求主怜悯我们，求圣灵来光照我们。
Let us come before our Lord, ask for Holy Spirit to shine upon us and ask for God's mercy.
来承认我们属灵上我们有懒惰。
To admit that we have spiritual laziness.
那我们也承认我们的自以为意。
To admit our own self-righteousness.
也来到主的面前承认我们缺乏爱心和敬畏神的心。
To come to God and admit that we are lack of love and lack of fear of Lord.
我们甚至应该承认我们好多，我们有时候呢，对我们心里面有一些有刚硬不悔改的心。
And to admit sometimes we are hard in our hearts and unwilling to repent.
所以呢，我们是要因神的恩典能够触动我们。
May God's grace touch us.
能够常常警醒认真悔改，来活出讨神喜悦的生命来。
So we can always be alert, repent, and live out a life that's pleasing to God.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你赐给我们你宝贵的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your precious word.
我们感谢主。真的是你真的为拯救了我们。
Thank you, Lord, you saved us.
神，你不但给我们预备了救恩，成就了救恩，你也真的靠着你圣灵，你给我们把你的救恩加在了我们的身上。
Thank you, God. Not only you prepared the salvation, you finished the salvation, and also by Holy Spirit, you gave salvation upon each one of us.
求主你的圣灵在我们每位弟兄姐妹的心中做那美好的工作。
May Holy Spirit work in every one of us.
让我们真正的体会到主你救恩是何等的浩大，何等的宝贵。
So we truly realize how great and immense your salvation is.
让我们真正的身处爱你的心来。
So we truly have a heart to love you.
让我们能够愿意亲近主，愿意来考察，来真的是来喜悦你的话语。
So we come near to you.And examine and be delighted in your word.
主，让你的话语真的是成为我们每日脚前的灯，路上的光，引导我们每日的生活。
So your word truly is our lamp to our feet and light on our path.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣灵。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.